Your summer starts now with Memorial Day deals at the Home Depot. It's time to fire up summer cookouts with the Next Grill 4-burner gas grill on special buy for only $199. And entertain all season with the Hampton Bay Westgrove 7-piece outdoor dining set for only $499. This Memorial Day, get low prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. While supplies last, price invalid May 14th through May 27th. U.S. only, exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details.
At first, I didn't think it was real. I woke up to this blinding light, and I was transported to another place. Pluto TV! Then I heard a voice.
Come with me if you want to live.
There were thousands of movies and shows, and they were all free.
The truth is ours.
It's just so beautiful.
On Pluto TV, free streaming of Terminator 2, Fringe, Arrow, The 100, and The X-Files may cause excitement, loss of sleep, and sudden belief in extraterrestrials. No credit cards or alien encounters necessary. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career.
From MLB.com, this is the Morning Lineup Podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Bell. Today is Thursday, February 6th, and we finally have breaking news. The polar bear is back in the Big Apple. That's right, after all the rumors and all the indications that a reunion was not in store, Pete Alonso is back with the Mets. We'll get right into the breaking news before taking a look at Pecota's playoff odds and standing projections that were released earlier this week. Plus, our NL Central team-by-team preview has reached the Pittsburgh Pirates. And of course, we will get to all of it in under 10 minutes. Let's get to it! With less than 1 week remaining before spring training is officially underway, one of the two final big free agents on the market found his home. First baseman Alonso returned to the Mets on a two-year, $54 million deal with a $10 million signing bonus, according to MLB.com's Mark Feinsand. Even though the door seemed to be closing on a reunion at times this winter, there's a reason it was never fully shut. This is a slugger who can do some serious damage. Since he made his MLB debut in 2019, only one player has hit more homers than Alonso's 226, and that's Aaron Judge, who has 232. Alonso is a home run derby champ. He's a reliable bat in the postseason, including the four homers he hit this past fall as the Mets made their run to the NLCS. Now, pair last year's squad with Juan Soto now in that lineup. Goodness, this has been quite an offseason for the Mets. Do you need a quick refresher? Here's a list of every player the Mets acquired this offseason. Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, Clay Holmes, Sean Manaea, Frankie Montas, AJ Minter, Jesse Winker, Jose Siri, Ryan Stanek, Dylan Covey, Justin Hagenman, Nick Madrigal, Jared Young, and Griffin Canning. And the only significant players they lost were Luis Severino and Harrison Bader from last year's squad. Yeah, this Mets team is going to be fun. Okay, now let's shift gears to all 30 clubs. The Pecota projections are broken down like a regular MLB standings board. You'll see how many wins each team is projected to rack up. You'll see where each team falls, whether it be first or last place of their divisions, and you'll see a percentage by their names, indicating how likely it is for them to reach the playoffs in 2025. MLB.com stats guru David Adler took a deep look at these projections and posted his seven biggest takeaways on MLB.com earlier this week. Here's a quick rundown of what he discovered.
Los Angeles, your Dodgers have won the World Series.
Takeaway number one, the Dodgers have nearly a 100% chance of making the playoffs. Yeah, you heard that correctly. And after the offseason they had, it's hard to be surprised, but come on, a 99.2% chance of making the playoffs? That's insane. They're projected to win 104 games, which is 12 more than any other team on this list, and they have a 22% chance of repeating as World Series champions.
The Yankees win 10-1, and they clinch the American League East.
Takeaway number two, the Yankees will just barely take the AL East. Pecota says it'll be a showdown of the Yanks and the Orioles this year, as the Yankees are projected to have a 90-win season and the O's are listed with 89. This was the simulation's closest division race in the league.
The Braves battle their way back into the playoffs for a seventh straight season.
As long as we're talking close division races, let's move to the NL East. And let's make a note that this projection was made before the Alonso news, so maybe this would change some things. But takeaway number three is that the Braves top the Mets and Phillies in the only division that's projected to have three teams with at least 88 wins. And each of them have a 2-3 chance of reaching the postseason, according to Pecota.
The Texas Rangers win the World Series!
Takeaway number four, the 2023 World Series champs are back. After winning it all, the Rangers came back in 2024 and went just 78-84. Now, Pecota is saying that they're going to be back for 89 wins this season, which is the second most in the AL behind the Yankees. But when you think about it, if Jacob deGrom can stay healthy this season, this isn't tremendously surprising.
Cubs win it. That is a fun finish.
Takeaway number five, the Cubs are stealing the NL Central. The Brewers have taken the division in three of the last 4 years, but the Cubs, projected to win 91 games, could be the NL Central division champs for the first time since 2020.
And the Twins win! The Minnesota Twins come back!
Takeaway number six, the AL Central sent three teams to the playoffs last year. None of them are projected to be the 2025 division champs. Instead, it's the Twins, who finished fourth last year with 82 wins. Maybe the data shows that the Guardians' offense won't be as productive this year without Josh Naylor. Maybe the Royals hit some unexpected snags, and maybe all of this changes if Alex Bregman chooses to sign with the Tigers.
Diamondbacks win it, and they do it again in dramatic fashion.
We have to circle back to the NL West, since we only touched on the Dodgers. So takeaway number seven, the Diamondbacks are in, the Padres are out. Shocking the baseball world by signing Corbin Burnes is enough to allow Arizona to best San Diego and take its spot in the 2025 postseason, according to Pecota. Not everyone had the most optimistic projections. This includes the 2025 Pirates, who were listed with 75 wins after a 76-win season in 24. But maybe they have more tricks up their sleeves to outperform the expectations. We'll check with Alex Stump about it when we get back after the break.
Bonjour, compadre. It's the
Priceline Negotiator.
How do I negotiate so many great travel deals? My greatest gadget, the Priceline app. It's got hotel deals, flight deals, rental car deals, all of those deals in a bundle. Deals, game day deals, concert trip deals. No one deals more deals than Priceline. Hold your horses, there's more. The app lets you filter hotels by neighborhood, vibe, star level, and amenities like pools and spas and beachfronts and... Wait, I'm not done. Stop cutting me off.
Priceline!
The biggest news of the Pirates offseason wasn't a trade or a signing. It was when an 11-year-old boy pulled the highly coveted one-of-one Paul Skeens autographed MLB debut patch card that everyone has spent the last few months searching for. His journal entry about the experience went viral on social media, and we all got to enjoy a much-needed wholesome moment. But that's really the only big headline Pittsburgh made this winter. The Pirates brought back Andrew McCutchen on a one-year deal. Adam Frazier is back in Pittsburgh on a one-year deal too. Lefties Tim Mayza and Caleb Ferguson joined the pitching staff. They picked up infielder, outfielder, and Manuel Valdez, who was designated for assignment by the Red Sox. And they got a decent bat in Spencer Horowitz in a trade with Cleveland after Horowitz was a member of the Guardians for all of a few hours. They lost starter Luis Ortiz in that Guardians trade. Aroldis Chapman is now with the Red Sox. Brian De La Cruz is with the Braves. So it was an active winter, but were any of these moves enough to help Pittsburgh climb its way out of last place in the NL Central? Pirates fans, you know you can be excited every fifth day when Paul Skeens toes the rubber. You know the reigning NL Rookie of the Year can do something special on any given start day. When the baseball world thinks of the Pirates, the only thing that likely comes to mind is is Paul Skeens. But what else is there to be excited about in Pittsburgh? Let's ask MLB.com's Pirates reporter, Alex Stumpf.
While Paul Skeens is definitely the headliner for the 2025 Pirates, he is far from the only talented young pitcher that they have. Mitch Keller's been an all-star in the past in 2023, could very well again be in 2025. Jared Jones is someone who I think a lot of teams would view him as the young pitching stud of their organization. He's just another one of the guys in the front of this rotation right now. Plus, you've got prospects like Bubba Chandler, the number 15 prospect in the game, Thomas Harrington, another top 100 prospect, Hunter Barco, Anthony Salameto, all guys who should be either in the majors in 2020.
Relax and let Kroger Delivery handle your grocery shopping this week. We start with only the freshest items. Then carefully pack your order in our refrigerated trucks. And our cool trucks keep your food fresh right to your door. Fresh groceries your way with Kroger Delivery. And right now, you can save $20 on your first delivery order. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
5 or 2026, there is a lot to like about the pitching that the Pirates have at the moment.
Elsewhere around baseball, the Twins went all offseason without making an addition to their major league roster until this week, and now suddenly they've added players in back-to-back days. The latest news on Wednesday, Minnesota inked outfielder Harrison Bader to a one-year deal. The Nolan Arenado trade rumors are still swirling as MLB.com's John Morosi reported that the Cardinals and Red Sox have been discussing a potential Arenado trade. And if you know me, you know I cannot ignore baby news. Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge and his wife Samantha announced the birth of their daughter, Nora Rose Jones. Congrats to the new family of three. And that's all for today's morning lineup. Will Leach will close out the NL Central with the Reds tomorrow. In the meantime, you can stay up to date with all the latest hot stove stories on MLB Network and MLB.com. Please be sure to give us a rating and a review and share this episode with the baseball lovers in your life. Thanks for listening and have a great day.